This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Doug Steffens Good Day. You're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
Now it's your
Wednesday is upon us. Yep. Hello. Good day. March 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. We got lots of things, as usual, going on. Some good things and some things that are kind of icky and some things that are just downright bad. There's not much to add to what's happened in Baltimore in the last 24 hours. Pretty much everybody is caught up on who lost their lives and what happened. The main question is, what happened to the boat? Why did it lose its power and then just, you know, aimlessly crash into that bridge and do the damage it did? That seems, it's very strange because they have backup. These boats run the power of, it's the same principle as the locomotive. The engine doesn't drive the train. The engine drives the power source, the electric motors that run the propellers and basically steer the boat. Same with a locomotive on a train. When you hear the engines rev up, it's to get the generators that are running the electric power that goes to the wheels. That's how they're basically big generators. That's basically, you know, that's how they run. So I was very interested to see, because I like to know how things run anyway, and see what happened in that circumstance. All right, we have a lot of conversation about presidential candidates and what's going on with each and every one of them. Certainly given a lot of attention to Robert F. Kennedy announcing Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. I was looking at I'm trying to have some fun with this, and it's very difficult to do that. But, you know, you look back over the history of some of the presidents and the vice presidents. I was talking earlier, if you didn't hear, you can go to goodayshow.com and hear. In the second hour, I think, today, second hour of the show, you can listen to me talk about some of the silly things the vice presidents did or said. And even I was looking for if I recognized any names going back further than Harry Truman of vice presidential candidates and people that actually were the vice president. And I didn't find any that I recognized. And I was a political science and history major when I was in school.
Oh, that's saying something. Yeah. If you didn't recognize any.
Right. So then I found some pretty funny quotes from some of the presidents, starting back with George Washington, who said, "It's assuredly better to go laughing than crying through the rough journey ahead of me," i.e. the presidency. He was very serious. Dwight Eisenhower said that the fundamental part of his job was a sense of humor, part of the art of leadership is getting along with people, getting things done, and having humor involved. We have none of that today. Do you ever laugh at anything you hear? Well, I suppose we laugh at Joe Biden because some of the things he says are laughable, and some of the things Trump says are laughable. So we're not laughing with them. We're laughing at them. And that's different. And that's part of the crudeness of the time that we're in, because we all want to look at somebody and tear them apart and, I mean, they all give us reason to laugh at them, to be sure. Herbert Hoover said, "Blessed are the young, for they shall inherit the national debt." Jimmy Carter said once, and I find this hard to believe, but I found this quote, "I've often wanted to drown my troubles, but I can't seem to get my wife to go swimming." Bada, bada, boom.
Right? Oh, that one's like, so dark.
I know it is, yeah. Ronald Reagan was good at telling jokes. Remember Obama and all of his dad jokes? He thought they were funny, and sometimes they were, and sometimes they weren't. I think George Bush the father and the Bushisms, you know, people make fun of Biden and his you know, stepping over stuff. And George Bush was kind of the same, and his son was the same, right? You know, who couldn't forget stuff like, they misunderestimated me, right? You probably never heard that, but I remember that one, George, the father. Barack Obama said once, if I had to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. My greatest weakness is it's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I liked when, it wasn't necessarily like a joke, but with Clinton about being accused of smoking pot or whatever, and he's like, but I didn't inhale. And then Obama was asked the same one, and his response was like, whether he inhaled or not, and his response was, well, isn't that the point?
Yeah. Yes, I think that is the point. Let's see, Andrew Jackson said, there's no pleasure in having nothing to do. The fun is having lots to do and not doing it. Uh-huh. Abraham Lincoln said once, honestly, if I were two-faced, because some politicians have accused him of being two-faced, and he said, if I were two-faced, would I be showing you this one? Which is, you know, kind of cute. Let's see here. Roosevelt was the vice president to William McKinley, and he referred once to McKinley as having more backbone than a chocolate eclair, which obviously wasn't, right? Ronald Reagan said once, I'm not worried about the deficit. It's big enough to take care of itself. All right, so anyway, some of these things are kind of cute. John F. Kennedy said, when we got into office, the thing that surprised me most was to find that things were just as bad as we thought they were. Yeah, right? Lyndon Johnson said, being president is like being a jackass in a hailstorm. There's nothing to do but to stand there and take it. And he deserved to take whatever he could take. George Bush, the son, said, some folks look at me and see a certain swagger. In Texas, we call it walking. Okay. All right. Anyway, enough. We can go on with that for a while. Talking about the people running, Trump's situation, he's got, you know, the Manhattan criminal trial. He's been yakking about how bad the prosecutors were, and the judge said, hey, shut up. And that's something that somebody who is close to Trump, he doesn't seem to be able to get, he doesn't get it from his children. People who are his advisors apparently are afraid of him. If I were his advisor, I'd say, shut the hell up. I'd probably say something a little stronger than that.
But isn't it possible that, and this isn't just a Trump thing, a lot of people are like this, if you tell them to do something, they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to do the opposite. Right, or if you tell them not to do something, it's like, well, you just told me I wasn't going to do that, but since you told me not to do that, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, right. So the good news for Trump is that social media company, when it went onto the NASDAQ, the first day of trading, added billions to his wealth. I think I looked at the numbers earlier, it was $8 billion at the end of the first day, and he's like 59 or 60% owner of it, so that means he's up by $4 billion in one day. How do you like that for a payday? One day, you're worth, he says he's worth $3 billion. The next day, he's worth $7
billion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, listen, help yourself to strangeness. All right.
So that 400 and something million is not so daunting anymore, even though it's already been minimized down.
Yeah, right. Yep. As well it should have been, frankly. All right. The Israel-Hamas war in the focus when we continue. Quick reminder about what's going on at Calitrin. For those of you who haven't yet taken advantage, there are always specials. They always are enticing you. They're always enhancing your ability to buy the product in the best way possible for you, whether you pay for it over 4 months' time instead of just paying for it when you buy it, or when you take advantage of the Easter flash sale, for example, that's going on because Easter is this Sunday, and they want to help you help yourself to health. So the best way to do it is to lose weight. My partner in this radio station, he said to me yesterday, he's on Calitrin, because he wants to, you know, focus on his weight a little bit. And he heard the ad. His stations carry my program in three or four different markets. And he carries Todd Starnes' program, I think, in one or two of the markets. But he, you know, when you buy the product, when you go to toploss.com to buy Calitrin, they ask you for a code. That is, who are you listening to, basically. And so when you put my name in, that gives me the credit, acknowledging that people who are listening to this program are actually taking action. And so Todd Starnes on his program is a fellow that does I think he's on 30, 40 markets around the country. Interesting program. So anyway, Larry used him, and he said to me last night, oh, that's right, you have Calitrin on your program too. Yeah. All right, anyway. So the huge Easter sale is here. Don't miss the Easter savings. If you're trying to lose weight, this is the best way to do it, the all-natural way, healthiest way for your body. It's always healthy to lose weight. Much better for your body if you lose it the natural way, so there's no drugs and nothing that will have a long-lasting effect on you that's negative. All right? Check it all out. Calitrin is at toploss.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
All right, Jay. Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephan. The story of a lady named, I think she pronounces it, Amit Susana. She's an Israeli lawyer. She was abducted in the October 7th Hamas-led raid on Israel. She has gone public, the first former hostage to talk publicly about what happened to her in captivity. There are a couple of pictures of her floating around, not only social media, but in news media as well. And looking at her face, looking into her eyes, man, this story, the extensive details of what she suffered, and I'm not going to go into them. I don't know why you'd want to read them, but you can. 55 days in captivity, and the sexual assaults that she endured day in and day out from the Hamas soldiers, what they did to her and what they did to others. You know, if you have any doubts about, and some people do, they don't like the fact, and nobody really likes the fact that a lot of innocent folks have been killed. But as I've said any number of times, I'm not trying to just dismiss it by saying it's war. But it is. And here's an example of what happens. This kind of treatment for women who have been captured in wars over the history of the planet, the sexual abuse that they suffered. But this is proof positive as far as I'm concerned. And she's not the only one who's talking about it. But she seems to have a very compelling story, Jay.
It's absolutely awful. It really is. And discussing the humanitarian crisis that is happening in Gaza does not negate what Hamas has done and what they are continuing to do. No. Both things can be true at once.
Yeah, they can be. So anyway, the story is all over the place today. I think there are a couple of interviews. She does not speak. She speaks a little English, but she doesn't speak it well. I wish I'd have known this yesterday when we were talking to Uri Geller about it, because I'm going to bet he knows everybody who's anybody in Israel. And this woman, wow. You just hope it doesn't ruin the rest of her life, the experience that she had and the others that went through all of that stuff. That's what you hope for. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
stock. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's not that I get easily distracted. Although people who have worked with me over the years say that sometimes listening to my conversation, whether it's in person or on the air, is like following a train wreck because I go from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other. And that maybe is kind of how my mind works, because I'm interested in a lot of different things and there's a lot of excitement. And sometimes, you know, you go from one thing to the other and there isn't a beat. People can't catch the meaning of the last story and I'm already into the next one.
But isn't that the natural flow of conversation anyway?
Well, you'd hope that that would be the case, but you tell me. Do you find yourself, you've been with me now for, what, 3 years? Do you find yourself sometimes that you would get lost in the conversation? That you, you know, just...
Not typically when we're talking, but, like, during a stop set, during a commercial break, and you ask me to Google like three different things at once and you want answers within 3 seconds, that gets a little overwhelming. I am a mere mortal. I can only do one thing at a time.
All right. Well, listen, the truth is tough sometimes to take. I wanted to talk in terms of social media. I have learned this week, I never heard you introduced me. The reason I started to ask you the question is because you did something that I didn't ask you to do, which you often do, and that's great because it's leadership.
Uh-oh.
No. I'd never heard of Holi before. H-O-L-I. Ever.
Oh, the Hindu holiday, yes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So this week I have been in my, I don't know whether you call it spare time, but, you know, I am a curious sort, so I look around and try to find info on things. So I'm going to share some of this info about the Indian festival that's called Holi with you in just a moment. Some of the stuff I'm gleaning from some of the social media coverage of it right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Oh,
right, so in terms of Holi, H-O-L-I, it is a Hindu festival, the festival of colors, the festival of love, the festival of spring. So it celebrates the divine love of certain deities that are a part of the Hindu tradition and religion, as far as I can see. And because this is something, the characters in here in the story basically triumph, the triumph of good over evil in the tradition of some of these Hindu names that most people, including me, can't pronounce. But anyway, this
Radha
started...
Radha and Krishna and...
Yeah.
Oh, it's just... Holi is so... It is, I think, across any religion, it is one of the most beautiful holidays. It is just so colorful.
Why do you suppose
that's what it is.
Didn't...
It's the Festival of Colors.
How long have you known about this? Is this, like, this year or the first year I've known it?
Only within the last few years that I knew a little bit more. I knew enough about it, but then this is one of those things that there is a Disney show that only had two seasons, but it was called Mira Royal Detective, and it was about this wonderful young royal detective, and they celebrate different Hindu holidays, and Holi was one of them, and that was, like, there's a whole episode about it, and that was when I got to, like, learn a whole lot more, so thank you, Disney Channel.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, people wear all white, and they have these powdered colors that they throw at people, and they share the color, and it's kind of like just this fun, huge celebration.
All right, so James took it at...
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden promising the federal government will help foot the bill for a rebuild of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This as search and recovery efforts are set for Wednesday.
Our prayers are with everyone involved in this terrible accident.
President Biden speaking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the wee hours are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed right into it. And the head of the NTSB, Pete Buttigieg.
It's too soon to offer estimates on what it will take to clear the channel and reopen the port.
USA's Laura Winters. Visa and MasterCard are on the brink of a groundbreaking deal aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions of dollars back into consumers' pockets. Under the terms of the settlement, credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next half decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
You better shape up, 'cause I need a man. Put my heart is set on you. You better shape up. You better understand. To my heart, I must be true.
Nothing wrong with this.
Like the shoulders cannot stay still.
Nope. Good stuff. All right, that's what we're all about here, the good stuff. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on the 27th of March. Archaeologists in the Czech Republic. It's a story for Jennifer, I guess, much as anything else, because she has Czech heritage. They basically stumbled across an incredible find, a 1,000-year-old ice skate.
Huh? Oh, that's cool.
The archaeologist who led the team said the ice skate was made with an animal's bone rather than metal. The object has a specific shape, he said. On one side, it's curved into a tip, which has a hole drilled in it, and there's another hole at the back. Ice skating was something that they did down in that area at that time. But how, you know, use your imagination a little bit here and think if you've ever done any ice skating. I used to do it all the time when I was a youngster. Did you ever ice skate when you were?
Yeah, I did. Young? But I'm just, it's 1,000 years old. I would think that. Why was it not made of metal? They had metal by then, right?
Yeah, but they didn't have necessarily the tools to shape it into something. You know, they would use heat to shape stuff. I'm with you. I think this would be a lot harder to deal with because the bone's not flexible. If you heat it, it breaks. That's a good question. But I find it awesome. Whether it's maybe you have, once again, I guess I go back to Holly and what we were talking about with the celebration. You've exposed me through your own inquisitiveness into other things that people may not have known anything about. And one of the things I've always wanted this program to stand for and hope that it does is to talk about different things, to give people exposure to ideas that they may not, or things that they may not have known anything about, frankly. And so I certainly fall into that category when it comes to, when it comes to this kind of stuff. I just...
definitely when it comes to Holy.
People
Google
know more
pictures.
About it.
Yeah, Google pictures, Google videos of Holy, and it is just Holi, and it is just, it is magnificent. It really is.
Yeah. All right, that big ship, been referred to in some news stories, a giant ship. I don't know if it's any bigger than any other of these containers. Just the way the angles, when you look at it, how it hit the bridge and what happened, it's obviously a disaster that has not been experienced before. I haven't seen anything like this for, I was talking earlier about the St. Petersburg Bridge down in Tampa. I think there was a boat that rammed into it once, but it didn't have the same kind of impact. All right. A New Jersey player has won $1.13 billion in Mega Millions, jackpot, New Jersey, right?
We only have Powerball left now.
Yep. I just wonder about this stuff and what goes on. I hope this person is not identified. This is the first time there's been a winner since December of last year. 31 drawings to this point. And they say $1.13 billion. But there still are a lot of, returns. The money isn't totally accounted for until actually the drawing takes place. So, anyway, this is the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot in the history of the cash, all of this stuff. So the
they actually get will depend on what way they want to take it.
Right.
If they want to take it in one lump sum or if they want to do the payout.
$537.5 million if it's cash. So now, as of today, the jackpot has been reset to $20 million. I think this is rigged, and I've always thought that. Where the winners are, you never get any winners in big cities. You never get any winners in locations where there is big population. It just seems like it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Think about it in a statistical, with stats kind of thing, of all of the locations you can buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And how many big cities there are versus all of the small towns, all of the locations you can buy them in the big cities. That number is a lot smaller than all of the other locations that aren't considered in big cities. You know what I mean?
No.
Because there's only so many big cities, but there are a lot more small towns than there are big cities.
Yeah. Okay.
So the statistic is more likely that somebody in a small town would win over a big city.
I don't know. Maybe you're right, but I don't. I'm not sure I'm buying that.
You're not sold. You still say it's
right. I'm not sure. Yeah, right. Anyway, this is the first time a player in New Jersey has won Mega Millions. So that's kind of a cool thing. So, listen, the Mega Millions thing is something to get excited about, and so we go on. You do have a better chance of winning the $20 million in the next drawing. Let's see here. I'm looking at where the other winners are. The $2 million winners, one was in California, one was Colorado, Florida, Georgia. Actually, there were two winners in Georgia of the $2 million prize. That's pretty good. Illinois had one, Indiana did, Michigan, New York had two, and Ohio had one. So, there you go.
Interesting. Now, is that when you get all of the numbers, just not the...
I think there's one missing or something. Yeah, I think that may be
it. Yeah, for Powerball, it's called like the Powerball or whatever. I forget what it's called for Mega.
Right. So, let's see. Powerball, I'm just looking at some of the people, stories of some of the people who have won. You know, okay, so let's address what you've just asked. The Megaplier. The Megaplier is part, not sure it's in every state, but it increases the non-jackpot prizes by two or three or four times.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we get the what you were just asking, I think.
Well, I was asking about, like, the last number. There's always that, the what is it, the first so many numbers, and then there's one additional thing, and then you also have the Megaplier.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to sound silly, because I don't know. I just knew, because I was curious myself about the Megaplier and whether or not, you know, the people who win the jackpot don't, they win whatever the jackpot, the big jackpot is. They don't have it multiplied by two. But if you've won from the pool of 15 balls, five are marked with a 2X and three with a 4X and one with a 5X. So that's kind of how that, does that make sense?
Yeah, so like you pick the six or whatever, and in the first five, that's where most people win the million. They'll get the first five numbers, and then they'll miss that last ball that has like a, when you're looking at it, it's like has a little star on it, and then there's the other one where you can add, I think it's like a dollar more or something for the Megaplier itself, and then you don't know what that is. That's like another ball that's drawn. I forget what that sixth ball is called for Mega Millions, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's where the people win the 1 million and then whatever the Megaplier is. So they'll get there. How many did you say got the 2 million this time? Five?
More than that. I think there were two.
And that's the guaranteed money. Like, you don't have to split it.
Yeah,
like
right,
you would exactly. If other people
won
the jackpot, you'd have to split.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people in different states won a million or 2 million bucks, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at pictures. This is the first time I've let myself wander off into this, kind of this way, looking at pictures of the winners. There's a couple of guys. One of them doesn't have a tooth in his head, who is there holding a check from a couple of years ago. Powerball winners, and there's this dude who must be 70, a black guy with dreadlocks, and his younger wife, she won $25 million bucks. I think they're the cutest. I look at them and I thought to myself, wow, what kind of fun will they have with all of this? Anyway, it's neat. And so bring your buck to you. By the way, I'm in Hawaii and you can't buy lottery tickets here. Did you know that? You can't buy. There are some.
Yeah,
I think it's 46 or 48 states where you buy them, and some states.
Yeah, Hawaii's one. I can't remember. Is Alabama one?
I don't know, but I know you. Actually, it was funny because I was looking around for these yesterday here while I was. I stopped in one of those convenience stores and looked around, and then I realized, yeah, you're not going to find any here in Hawaii. So people here miss out, if you will, on a chance, if nothing else. All right? Okay. What do you know about hand gestures? Think about for a minute. Yeah, exactly. That's it. She's got it. So yesterday, I asked, like, every once in a while, I see people who put their thumb and their pinky finger up, and I said to one of the people that I've been spending time with, what does that mean?
Cowabunga.
What do you mean, cowabunga? What do you mean, cowabunga? What does that mean? What? Cowabunga, I use that all the time because it makes my grandchildren laugh. Like unga bunga. They don't know what that means. What is cowabunga? The turtles used it, but more importantly, it was part of Howdy Doody in the 50s and 60s when the Howdy Doody show was on. Cowabunga. That's where it started.
And then it's kind of like a yell of exhilaration or something like that.
Yeah. But all right,
it's like,
so anyway.
It's like another woohoo.
I do it all the time. Anytime, the thumb and the pinky.
Why?
Yeah.
Though, under what circumstance do you do it?
If someone like says, "Hey, we're gonna go do this," I do that hand gesture, and I'm like, "Sick, dude, awesome."
And you wiggle it.
Yeah, I wiggle it around.
Like you turn your wrist a little bit.
Yeah, that's great.
Sick, dude. That's
cowabunga, like woohoo. And then if you throw your pointer finger up, that's I love you.
Yeah.
And if you put your middle finger up, you know what that means.
What? What's it mean, Doug?
means I'm just a boy.
Elaborate.
I'm just a little boy. I don't know these things.
Yeah, right. I think.
Well, that's like for us in the U.S. If you throw up two fingers as a peace sign, that's, you know, peace. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's in the U.K. if you flip your hand around with those two fingers up, it's like a very vulgar. Like that's basically our middle finger.
Right, and it's vulgar because it's taken that way. It might not be in, you know, it's in polite society. You don't talk about using the finger, because when you give somebody the finger, everybody knows what you're talking about. And it often happens in instances of road rage, especially, or when you know, it happens more. I see it more often when people are driving and drive erratically, and so it's a blank you to them. And I don't even know why.
I see it with most interactions with my husband.
You did what?
But maybe that's just our marriage.
Oh, what? I don't understand, honestly, even though it's vulgar, why is it vulgar? Because somebody said it was vulgar? What?
That's like some words. People are very offended by some words. Other words people don't find as offensive. A word that you may find offensive, I'm okay with. A word I may find offensive, you're okay with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I
have you heard about the thumbs up thing, though? The younger generation finds the thumbs up to be offensive.
Really? Why? What did I start here that I can't finish because we're out of time? It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds.
Clouds.
So dark.
No clouds.
Up above.
You know why? It's nice and bright.
And the sun's in my heart.
No singing in the rain over here. Although you could if it was rainy. Chuck Curry, our movie man on Movie Moments, with Singing in the Rain. So, Chuck, why are we starting with singing?
Singing in the Rain, not the snow.
No.
Or the hail. Singing in the Rain.
Barry, who is this the dancer? Dancing.
That was Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, Donald O'Connor, right?
Yeah, you got it. Right. Yes, please. Go ahead.
So anyway, this day in movie history, Singing in the Rain premiered in the Radio City Music Hall in New York City, March 27, 1952. Went on to become one of the most popular movies and entertaining films of all time. Yeah. I did a few revivals of it. It's timeless. It plays amazing on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very good. Today, Chucker, is World Theater Day. Going back to the ancient Greece, where theater was art and entertainment. Now, today, fast forward to 2024, World Theater Day celebrated to promote the centers around the world that support theater communities, whether they be local theater companies, college theater companies, off-Broadway, on-Broadway. So that's, they're... are a lot of great things. There are movies. More and more movies are being made out of Broadway shows. Do you think that's a trend? Are there that many good Broadway shows around that would lend themselves to having good movies made out of them?
That's a good question. I think that would be more sporadic. I don't think that's a consistent trend. Right. But I tell you, talking about, we've talked about Will Smith on the show over the last few years. Will his career resurrect or not? Sony released a trailer yesterday online to Bad Boys 4, yeah. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I tell you, it looks very, very good.
The chemistry
between Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is still top notch. I have a feeling his fan base will forget about that slap and actually show up to movie theaters when this is released. It looks good, despite the fact there's a ton of CGI, but their chemistry is really good.
Well, but that's the kind of a movie that people are going to want to enjoy because it's such an escape from reality. I thought the one that had T. Leone in it, I don't remember which one that was. That was probably the best one. But
that was the first one.
Was it the first one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Scott Foley recalls learning that he was the villain in Scream 3 2 weeks after they started shooting. How could that be? If the Harrison
well, not surprising. Fine. They probably hid that part of the script because they don't reveal that to the end of the movie. So they probably don't want what they call script leaks online and social media. So they just don't divulge that part of the script to him. I think that actually works better, to be honest with you. That's a good idea.
But why wouldn't he? You mean they didn't have access to the whole script when they started?
Probably not. Yeah, that's not unusual. That's not completely unusual. No.
I thought, you know, sometimes it would be. I mean, I'm not a follower of this kind of movie for sure. But I would think that if.
I think you're a closet Scream fan, though.
Yeah, great.
No?
Yeah, of course I am. Halle Berry.
Here's a trend. Right?
Yeah.
Emmy-winning actor Jeremy Allen, who won an Emmy and a Golden Globe for the TV show The Bear, is going to play Bruce Springsteen in a biopic.
Really?
Yeah. That's actually pretty good casting, I think. A younger Springsteen. He sort of has that look. I could see that. And these biopics are very popular. That's a trend I like, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The story of some of these people. So who would you like to see profiled who hasn't been so far?
Well, you talked about Frank Sinatra,
yeah.
Scorsese, maybe DiCaprio. I mean, I think that's certainly, they've also talked about Sammy Davis doing a biopic. He's got a ton of warts and all. I mean, if they did that as a hard-off film, I think that would be a very interesting subject. I mean, the Brad Pack, Dean Martin, those would be really good subject matter if you did the film right. You have to be honest, though. I mean, the Michael Jackson biopic will be out, I believe, next year. You know, they're probably going to whitewash a lot of that.
Yeah, they will.
I mean,
but I'm surprised there hasn't been one done about John Wayne, for example. That makes a good movie.
That'd be a good one.
Interesting life. Yeah, right. Very interesting.
I agree.
A lot of those guys. But being, Clark Gable, that era in Hollywood, that all lend itself pretty well, I think, to a good film. All right, Chucker, maybe we ought to do a film of your life. This is Your Life, Charles Curry. What do you
think? It'd be pretty good. I would star in it, I think.
You want to star in it?
And direct. And direct.
Yeah, okay, all right. Maybe I can have a bit part in it as your friend. All right, 59 past on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.